Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're taking practice when you need them.
Here we go, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Oh, is the printer starting to work or something? I don't know what's going on over here. Anyway, I've been thinking a lot about what people carry. I have a problem with some of this stuff. And when you pick a gun or other gear to carry, you're going to want to select something that's going to help you accomplish the task you might have to do with that. And therefore, consider those tasks carefully, and therefore the tool you choose. You have to choose that as well. So, guns are tools. So make sure that you pick one that's going to do what you need to do with it. And it is no secret that people who carry a concealed weapon tend to prefer compact, subcompact, and micro-sized pistols for daily carry. Because, you know, so much easier. Why do you want to make things harder on yourself? The EDC pistols du jour are the SIG P365 and the Springfield Armory Hellcat. I have a P365 that nobody's carrying at the moment. Smith & Wesson threw their hat in the ring with the Shield Plus, and Ruger now has a double-stack Max 9. These differ from the previous double-stack subcompacts in that all use a half-staggered magazine to reduce width but still retain some capacity. Now, previous double-stack subautos have been short, fat, and notoriously hard to shoot well, like the Glock 26. The grip on that is way too abbreviated, you know? The modern guns are great, but it's time to throw a little cold water on the scene here. You see, one of the specific threats to the average Joe or Jane in the modern era is the active shooter, the rampage killer, the mass shooter, whatever you want to call him. The risks are low to actually facing one of these people. You literally have a higher chance of winning the Powerball or being struck by lightning than being anywhere near one of these events. But it is a known phenomenon. And contrary to what CNN tells you, it is actually global in nature. Gun violence doesn't only happen in the United States, if you're going to use that term. So why does this matter in regard to handguns? Well, when you read reports of a mass shooter being successfully engaged by an armed citizen or by a police officer, what is fairly common is having to take a long-distance shot with a handgun, or at least longer than typical pistol shooting range. You know, we sit around and talk about the rule of threes, 3 feet, 3 seconds, 3 rounds. Sometimes that's not exactly the way it shakes out. Like, the Fairchild Air Force Base shooting in 1994 was resolved when MP Andy Brown fired his sidearm, a Beretta M9, at the shooter, hitting him 2 out of 4 shots from 80 yards. A 2012 shooting incident that resulted in 2 killed at the Peach House RV Park in Early, Texas, was concluded when the shooter took fire from resident Vic Stacy, and Stacy fired from about 100 yards away with a Colt Python. A 2014 mass shooting in Austin, Texas, was stopped by a mounted patrol officer, and when he made a 100-yard shot one-handed with his service pistol, presumably a Glock 22, and he hit the perpetrator's center chest. And in all examples, the suspect was armed with a rifle. And herein lies the rub. If you carry a gun for your own defense, this is a scenario you may have to be prepared to deal with. You may be the only person with a gun. You might be the next person in their sights if you happen to be somewhere a mass shooting occurs. If you're concerned with the possibility of a mass shooter, one of the things that you have to be aware of is you might have to make that 50-yard, 80-yard, or even 100-yard shot. So what does this mean in terms of equipment? I have a gun here, the Chambers pistol, which is a gong puncher at 200 yards as it was sighted in. So I, you know, very easily done if someone takes the time to do it. One thing to remember when you're trying to figure out what you're looking at, the shorter the sight radius, the more difficult it is to place an accurate shot at longer distance. Elmer Keith might have made a 600-yard shot at a deer, but he was doing it with a Model 29, and he had to walk the shot onto the buck with it from distance. Combat-style sights also don't allow for the greatest amount of precision. They're meant for something a little closer. So in other words, the subcompact micro pistols are going to be very hard to use well in this scenario. A gun with a 4-inch or longer barrel is going to be a bit easier. No. You know, what am I trying to say here? Am I trying to say that you should be carrying the biggest pistol you own? No, that, you know, not at all. Is this to say you can't practice up to learn with a Smith & Wesson Shield or a P365 at 50 yards or more? Well, no. Not at all. You could. But this is more to say that you want to really think about what your role as an armed citizen is all about. You might decide you're going to be running for the exits if a mass shooting starts, wherever you're located. Of course, that's also up to chance. I mean, the odds of him coming at you from in a direction where you can successfully leave, like, say, in a shopping mall, is probably pretty high. But who's going to be with you? Are you alone? Got small children? Old relatives? Older relatives? Handicapped relatives? You might also decide that you want to be able to confront any threat. But you have to be completely out of options before you do. And that's up to you. From there, you choose the gun, the holster, the accessories, and you set your training priorities. Mindset and ability have a lot more to do with self-defense than equipment. All equipment does is make certain things easier or harder. Now, this whole thing started when I decided to shoot a video of the SIG P365. I wanted to find out what was so... And everything about the gun, all of the hype surrounding the gun, is... pretty close on. It's a pretty good shooter. You know, it's very easy to conceal. But at the same time, working, you know, manipulating the gun if you have a stoppage, or trying to make things happen if you're trying to shoot at something a long distance away. I mean, that's not so good with that gun. So if you're going to carry a gun and you're trying to train for armed self-defense, which is a very serious topic to get involved in, you want to set yourself up for success in whatever you do. And these are all very good things to consider. Getting out there and training for only one eventuality means that's the only eventuality you're going to be ready to go for. That does not sound like someone who is prepared to me. It doesn't sound like somebody who is prepared to confront any and all threats. Takes a little bit more. Just a little bit more. So, just my thoughts on the process. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount
discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out. franklinarmory.com. The Columbia Journalism Review, which I'd never heard of until this, convened April 6, 2021, and it was a summit of journalists from the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Trace, the Guardian, and others to detail, quote, what we can do about reporting on so-called gun violence. It has boiled down six essential pledge elements that comprise the CJR Gun Violence Coverage Commitment. They hope to convince news people across the country to sign on and obey. Now, I would never sign on to this because a journalist, a broadcaster, you're supposed to ensure the free exchange of information that is accurate, fair, and thorough, not that is agenda-driven. But here's the first of the three of their pledges. Number one, we pledge to cover gun violence like the unfolding health crisis that it is. Well, it's not as big as a medical misadventure. It's not as big as how many people killed themselves over the COVID thing. But, you know, this is me wasting my air. They continue. Gun violence in America is an epidemic, killing 100 people every day. Rather than covered as a series of dramatic but unrelated news events, we will provide sustained, thorough coverage of the causes and the solutions seriously being considered to contain it. Consider a first principle of journalism, its purpose. Journalism is supposed to provide observed facts within a framework of objective reality. The coloring of facts to subtly shift opinion is not journalism. Here's the thing. We know that 2/3 of that 100 is suicide. Then we know of that third that's left over, we know that 83% of that remaining third is due to a drug deal gone wrong. Now, considering those two things, and this is the thing about gun violence that I find quite interesting, is this idea that it's controllable. Because when you get rid of those two, the 2/3 and the 83% of the remaining third, you don't have a whole lot left over of the murder she wrote type murders, you know, the homicides involved in that. Of all of that that they're talking about, 4% of those are justified. I think there's 1,280 justified, average justified homicides with guns per year, civilian and police. So here they're trying just to use a raw number without actually doing a deep dive into the numbers, because you have to do the deep dive because the devil is in the details. And when this pledge uses the term gun violence, it engages in a framing bias. What they're saying is, where there's guns, there's violence. Okay? Therefore, there is no such thing as gun violence. There's no such thing as a violent gun. There's criminal violence, but that is not the conclusion the CJR is pushing people to reach. So contrast how media covers deliberate violence done with automobiles. When has there ever been an outlet reporting on automotive violence? Today in refrigerated truck violence. How about violence committed while intoxicated? Has there been any alcohol violence? And we've heard of gang violence, which is an accurate term because gangs actually do it. But so-called gun violence is actually criminal violence. Because with as many guns as are in the country and as many people that own guns are in the country, gun violence is actually a very, the segment that use them for violence, the criminals that use them, very small segment of society. But tying guns to violence is a framing bias designed to make the audience dislike and distrust the ownership of guns. And their statistic, gun violence in America is an epidemic killing 100 people every day. 67%, when I talk about 2/3, it's actually 67% of all deaths involving guns are actually suicide. And that suicide is a tragic and medical issue. But taking this and simply because there's a gun involved in the actual act and conflating this with gun violence is simply dishonest and lazy reporting. Intentionally biased to instill distrust about civilian gun ownership. You're supposed to be, if you don't own one, right, you're being told, well, if you do, you're going to kill yourself with it. It's inevitable. It's an epidemic. Dubbing any sort of violence as a health crisis is an intentionally dishonest framing of the issue. It is mendacity masquerading as journalism. Prevarication for a purpose. That's just item number one. Item number two, we pledge to allocate the time and resources needed to cover this crisis. They say gun violence is a constant through line of American life, can impact any of us at any time. But newspaper resources treat it like a rarity. We will reprioritize gun violence in our newsrooms, carving out time, staffing, education, tools, and budget to make comprehensive gun violence coverage a reality. So we're going to let the agenda drive the reporting. Here's the facts, though. Here's the facts. It does not. It can in fact impact any person at any given time. No doubt about it. The plausibility of that happening, though, it's a possibility, but not very plausible because, like I said, 67% of people getting shot with guns are shooting themselves, they're killing themselves with guns, and then 83% of that remaining third are in drug deals gone bad. So unless you're in a drug gang or you're killing yourself, the likelihood that you're going to be part of the gun violence epidemic is very, very low. Of all the epidemics out there, this is the safest one. Number three, they pledge to acknowledge and address racist coverage. Well, look, that's the other thing. They're seeking to paint us all. Paint us all as, racist. They conceal the fact that in the United States today, 75 counties of the 3,054 actually have a violence problem. And that's due to gang and drug-related crime and committed mainly by people of color against other people of color. This isn't racism. This is all designed by leftist policy. That's happening that I just described, That all belongs to the Democrats. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mitch McConnell is disappointed that President Biden pulled the plug on bipartisan negotiations on a sweeping infrastructure upgrade.
They met and exceeded the president's own threshold demands. And then they were left at the table.
Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Senate Republican leader suggested Biden is listening to the demands of radical progressives. Half of Americans over the age of 12 are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. That's more than 140 million people, according to the CDC. This comes after kids as young as 12 became eligible last month and the Pfizer vaccine was made available to them. No injuries are being reported following an active shooter lockdown at Joint Base San Antonio-Lackland in Texas. Officials saying two people opened fire outside the gate this afternoon before fleeing. This is USA Radio News. Virginia voters pick a Democratic nominee for governor.
Democrats on Tuesday nominated former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe to face Republican Glenn Youngkin in the state's November gubernatorial election. Mr. McAuliffe jumped into the primary in December as the one to beat.
But let me tell you, folks, the road ahead is going to be long. It's going to be tough. The remnants of COVID are going to be with us for a long time. We have to build back a better, stronger Virginia.
Mr. McAuliffe beat four Democrat candidates to win the nomination. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
America is in the grips of a chicken wing shortage. Increased demand for wings over the past year, together with labor shortages, has brought a nationwide wing shortage. It's affecting restaurants and grocery retailers. In Texas, the supermarket is placing purchasing limits on chicken wings as of this week. Customers are limited to two packages of fresh or frozen wings per visit. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. Salute line, Providence line, militia line, Reformation. Check them out. franklinarmory.com. For the most part, the Dutch are just as leftist and politically correct as any other Europeans. But perhaps the Dutch have a teeny bit of DNA left that traces back to the 17th century when Holland, only recently released from Habsburg rule, was the freest country in Europe. In a time of tremendous religious schisms and fighting, the Dutch managed to be a tolerant society. Politician Thierry Baudet, in a viral video, seems to have harked back to that time when he warned his fellow Nederlanders that their response to COVID was not only a gross overreaction, but also put in place a template for future assaults on liberty. Now, I don't think it's a coincidence that liberty-oriented Baudot had a classical education at Haarlem Gymnasium High School, which required him to learn both Latin and ancient Greek. In contrast, at Princeton, even classics majors will no longer be required to take Latin or Greek because it's apparently systematically racist to require non-white people to master these languages. At the University of Amsterdam, Baudo studied history, which may have left him conversant with his country's own tolerant, freedom-based past. He also has a doctor of philosophy, which was supervised in part by the late brilliant Roger Scruton, a rigorous thinker who rejected the modern politically correct pieties in modern academia. Politically, Baudo is a conservative. He would like the Netherlands to withdraw from the EU and objects to unskilled immigration into Holland, just as Donald Trump objected to the unlimited flow of unskilled legal and illegal immigrants into America. While he is critical of Islam, he would not go as far as Geert Wilders would, since the latter advocates for the banning of the Quran, something that's inconsistent with Holland's historically liberal philosophy, Baudo also believes that cultural Marxism is eating away at the fabric of Dutch society. So in other words, he's very close to American conservatism in his views, which is probably why we conservatives found his video to be so doggone good. From the video, he says, "I hope there will be a moment that we wake up, that we will realize that this is a collective psychosis, that the locking down of the entire country, half the world, for 1.5 years because of a flu variety is insane, that walking around with those silly, useless masks is insanity, that we conform ourselves to those completely senseless distancing rules, that we see that our businesses, our social lives, have been destroyed, that we have held back effective primary medicines such as ivermectin, only to give those experimental injections the status of approved vaccine as soon as we could, that we now ramble on about how the infections are decreasing when the exact same happened last year as it does every year, and that it will happen again against us as autumn arrives and new infections occur. And now we pretend it happens because of COVID-19, all the while that the thing that we used to call the flu has completely disappeared. Most importantly, I hope that we realize that with the hysteria about this Chinese flu as the pretext, an entire infrastructure has been built, an infrastructure that can be used again at any moment due to any occurrence. Lockdowns, masks, social distancing, no more traveling, no handshakes, ridiculous experimental jabs. This COVID phase has been a practice to train obedience. Our parliament, the Root regime, have passed this training with grace. Congratulations. Klaus Schwab, promoter of the Great Reset, would be proud of you. The globalist plans can be carried out, and the next step towards mass surveillance and total control can be taken. We should all look at that which comes from outside these United States. We should look at that and see this as the warning that it is. Every word applies with equal or greater weight here in America, where Democrats use COVID, bolstered by Fauci's lies and manipulation, to destroy the Trump presidency and gain complete tenuous control over the entire federal government. And remember this about the Trump presidency. Trump was nothing more than an avatar. He was nothing more than an avatar. He was not experienced in the political game, but he was definitely experienced in the art of the brawl. And he was completely unafraid to brawl with these people. But because of his lack of experience, some of these things bounce back and hit him in the face. But while he was the avatar, what he was doing as an avatar is he was representing you. So while they sought to destroy the Trump presidency because he was in place and could do things to their future plans, at the same time, this was supposed to be a message to you. You know, during this whole COVID process in certain states, depending on what state you live in, there would be instances where you would have police showing up at your church saying, "You can't be here. You got too many people here." Even if you're locked away in your cars, you can't be here. You would have people show. You would have police showing up at people's houses if they saw too many cars in front, saying you got to, you're exceeding your limits. The rioting that we saw during the COVID lockdown, that was all a that was all largely coincidental. But I'm surprised that we didn't see any violence erupt to any higher degree than we did due to all of these COVID lockdowns. Now, they haven't done a forensic deep dive into things like the crime peaking and the depression and the suicides that occurred during the height of the COVID lockdowns. But that's most surely going to come from somewhere. And when it does, we're going to have to take a look at that. But it, without a doubt, they have laid down, this is a template for them. They have seen how this would work. They realize now that there's a big enough segment of society that is so afraid of something. If they tell them that it's something that's going to kill them, they're not going to look. They're just going to listen, and they're just going to react. What do we have to do? Tell us what to do. In this way, due to this result that they got, as bad as this is, their experiment was successful. They know what they need to know, unless there's some sort of a mass revelation amongst American citizens where they all understand how much of a farce this actually was. We're subject to seeing this again at some later date. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. If this last month has taught us anything, then, you know, one thing we've learned is today's conspiracy theory could be tomorrow's common sense truth. The speed with which the Wuhan lab theory is the source of the COVID virus went from thoroughly debunked to viable and probable in the media was extraordinary. They scorned the possible source of the most economically destructive virus in history, one that is credited with killing 3 million people, because they didn't like the then president of the United States. Now, despite the fact that the lab in Wuhan was one of the only places on Earth where scientists were studying such viruses, that 3 Wuhan employees went to the hospital in November 2019 with what turned out to be COVID symptoms, that the NIH had actually been funding a gain-of-function research in Wuhan, focusing specifically on the transmission of such viruses to humans, we were told the Wuhan China virus theory was a racist conspiracy theory. As much damage as COVID did, and far worse, the lockdowns it was used to inflict, that's nothing compared to the damage another conspiracy has done and will do, you know. And that, of course, is the thoroughly debunked notion that the election of 2020 was stolen, and that Joe Biden is in the Oval Office today because of election fraud. But, of course, right now, this minute, this is just some tin hat conspiracy theory. We've been told that there's no evidence of election fraud, and Trump lost nearly 60 election fights in court, which that, is, of course, is fiction. He never had that many days in court. Given that we've heard similar things for the last year through the origins of COVID, the question is, what happens when proof unequivocally demonstrates that the election was indeed stolen? And the smoke for that conclusion has been around since the wee hours of November the 4th. The stop counting in key states on election night. Mark Zuckerberg's wholesale purchase of the voting apparatuses in key states and counties. The unconstitutional changes to voting laws that crisscross the country. Many empowered by the politicization of COVID. You know, I'm convinced that COVID was all about mail-in voting. Then, of course, there was the Time magazine piece that laid out the black and white, the inside story of the conspiracy to save the 2020 election, chronicling widespread coordination of everyone from the Democratic Party, Silicon Valley, BLM, unions, the Chamber of Commerce, and various other players to get rid of Donald Trump. All that has been missing has been the CSI-level proof of the fire itself. Now, given the depth and the breadth of the swamp, it may never come to light. But then it might. Currently in Arizona and Wisconsin, audits are being done of the 2020 election. So, let's imagine that somehow integrity rules the day and both states under audit produce rock-solid proof that the election in their states was stolen. What then? Technically nothing. Arizona has 11 electoral votes and Wisconsin has 10. Together, they represent 21 electoral votes and Joe Biden was declared winner by 74 electoral votes. In order for anything to change, there must be a difference of at least 38 states flipped from Biden to Trump. 38 votes, I'm sorry. But see, we're entering this area now. I've said it before, I'm sort of a Sasquatch buff, you know, when it comes to watching these things and everything, and I'm very curious as to the speculation that goes on behind them. And one of the things they say about Bigfoot is that if one track is real, then they have to relook at everything they've ever said about Sasquatch. So let's say one of these states produces demonstrable proof of election fraud. At that point, the Republican legislatures of other battleground states that exhibited strange activity on election night, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, would be under a great deal of pressure to look into the integrity of their own elections. This would bring an additional 52 electoral votes into play. Then things begin to look a little bit different. Let's further assume that the legislatures of Georgia and Pennsylvania determined there was sufficient fraud in their states to flip the state's vote to Donald Trump. We know that happened in Pennsylvania. We know that without a doubt about Pennsylvania. With Arizona and Wisconsin, those states would bring the total to 57 electoral votes, flipped from Biden to Trump, changing the totals to 249 to 289, and leaving Trump with a majority. What then? Can a state reverse its electoral vote after certification and counting? Can states recall their electors post-inauguration? Can Congress meet and redo the vote count 6 months after inauguration? None has ever been done, and there's nothing in the Constitution about doing so. Can the House impeach the president for fraud? Even if the GOP controlled the Senate, a conviction would be unlikely because there's probably little to connect Joe Biden with the actual fraud done on his behalf. He's out there believing that everybody loves him. Could the Supreme Court order a new election? While the Constitution gives the court no such power, in the bizarre world of modern America, that certainly seems to be no barrier. It is unlikely, though, that the justices had two clear opportunities to resolve this problem and did nothing. When the Pennsylvanian Republicans sued seeking to throw out the clearly unconstitutional changes to the voting law, the court said no, they demurred to it. Unconstitutional changes such as these are, of course, the very basis of the Texas lawsuit that the Supreme Court refused to hear, saying they didn't have standing. But that's the only way they did have standing. One state allowing their election to be stolen does indeed negatively impact the rights of citizens of another state if that activity results in a fraudulent president who runs the government of the United States under which all American citizens are governed. Now, in the event that fraud becomes demonstrated, America is going to find itself in a situation where it doesn't appear that there is any constitutional remedy in place. Are we simply supposed to acquiesce to the theft and allow the fraudulent president to be the actual president for the next 3 years? No. No, we should not. That would be like a thief stealing your identity and looting your bank account, and then once discovered, being allowed to keep it because, as we all remember from elementary school, possession is 9/10 of the law. That was wrong in elementary school, and it's wrong in the Oval Office. What can be done when the Constitution doesn't address a prostitution of the constitutional process? Does a military junta take place and put Donald Trump back in the Oval Office? Nah. Does the 25th Amendment somehow come into play? But no, that would not remedy the situation. Does Biden resign? Unlikely. Convention of States, maybe. Do true patriots take to the streets and use violence and intimidation to wreak havoc, like BLM and Antifa did last year? None of this is an ideal solution. But we will have to find one. If it's possible to steal the presidency with impunity, what office in the nation is then beyond reach from this? The simple answer is none, and that matters because the government has police power, and once the Constitution becomes superfluous, the coercive power of government suddenly has no limits. And for those who say that the Constitution still stands, you know, then it becomes nothing more than a piece of paper. It is the loyalty to that Constitution and the system built upon it that actually makes it work. It's an interesting dilemma we find ourselves in, that I don't know what the answer to these things are. Coming up next, we're going to have the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey, with her guest, Tim Herron. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.